Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we can come together this morning. Thank you that we can come to your word. We ask you, Lord, that you quicken us, that we may be able to receive it, Lord, and put it to work in our lives. We praise and thank you, Lord, for it. And we praise for the Holy Spirit that brings us revelation and understanding and the ability, Lord, to apply it to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so we are going to stretch a bit our faith this morning. This is really what God wants us to do, for our faith to be exceedingly growing. And there are some scriptures that most people just don't even consider because they are too much of a challenge, maybe. One of them we preach all the time, and we just going to preach, and we continue to do so, is the fact that what he said, that the works that I do, you shall do also, even greater works, because I go to the Father. You know, most people shun away from that scripture, and we just instead believe that we have to just keep repeating it to ourselves and keep believing it, because this is what is God's plan, will, and Lord, what he wants to do for us. And so if we just try to push it on the side, we are really not doing God's will. We are running away from what God wants to do. And that's the worst thing to do. So we go into, again, 1 John chapter 3, verse 6 from last week. It says, whoever abides in him does not sin, in the meaning that he doesn't keep sinning. And whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let not one deceive you. He who practices righteousness, he says that practice righteousness. Doesn't say that you just have righteousness because you just go around doing whatever you did before. Practice righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. That includes everything that the devil can put on us. Sin, sickness, disease, pain, everything. He came to destroy that in our life. So if we allow him to do the work that he wants to do in us, these things should go away and disappear. It may take some time, but it should be a manifestation of the power of God, enabling us to overcome these things and giving us victory. Can you say victory? Victory. I mean, we mean victory, not just be there and being passive with the devil doing things and pushing us around. We are the one that have to push him around. Amen? Praise God. So, praise the Lord. Whoever is born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. That doesn't mean that everything you do is not sin anymore, is that you don't do the things that are sin. Amen? All right. So now I want to see, we've been talking about becoming children of God, becoming the manifested sons of God. Okay. The seed, what is it, do it, what produces it, what bring about it, is the seed that is put inside us, is the new life that is put there that is going to have to produce fruit. The fruit are the fruit of righteousness, not the fruit of the world. There has to be a manifestation of the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifested in us, reflecting what is inside us, which is the uncorruptible Word of God. that in it there is all the power that we need to overcome, because if we are born again, the Spirit of God is in us to implement it, to bring it to pass. Amen? So that's what we had to understand and receive. We had to do, you know, understand that the word that were put inside us, they are spirit and they are life. If we allow the spirit and the life that is put inside us, this is going to be a manifesting the power to the power of God in abilities and in the power to be able to overcome the other things, the works of the devil. And there are things that even Jesus said, okay, the type of manifestations. You know, everybody says, oh, you know, this is so exciting. You know, we are going to see the power of God working in us. And everybody is looking at only one side of the story, but there is more than one side about being the sons of God. Definitely, the power of God is going to be there if you are like your father. Amen? But there is more than that. You know, Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48 says, therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. You know, many people don't even like to read that scripture. Because as soon as you talk about perfection, you say, well, you're starting to get religious. Jesus said it, didn't he? He meant it, didn't he? So we have to understand what this is talking about and how that manifestation of perfection is going to take place in us. What kind of evidence is going to be for that perfection? First of all, perfection is not mean that we are just completely everything cleaned up immediately. Okay. This is talking about, you know, the word there, perfection, means, you know, that could be translated mature. It's bringing to us the maturity. Is bringing to us into in a place in which we are complete. There is a completion of our development that has to take place that is brought about by the Word. There has to be that. You see, this is, if Jesus said, be thou perfect as thy Father is perfect, doesn't mean that, you know, well, we have an option. It means that that's the expectations. And that, you see, the problem is how you're going to achieve that expectation. And you're not going to achieve through your own effort, but it's going to be achieved through the word, the seed that is planted inside us. So as you stay in the word, as you allow the word to change the way you think, the way you see things, when your mind is being transformed by the power of the word, that maturity, that completion is going to be manifested naturally without any effort, without trying to do anything. But that work needs to be put in place before. You have to be open to the Word. You have to allow the Word to produce results in you. You see, the way you do that, the way you get those results is the way, same way as you get anything from God, which is by faith. You see, you have to start believing in the completeness that you are going to have in Christ. You start to have believing in the perfection or the maturity that you are going to grow in as the Word of God start to minister to you at all different levels, starting from your mind and your heart. And it's coming up from your heart, from your spirit. That manifestation, it's going to happen as you open up and start applying your faith in manifesting God's Word, what God says concerning you. Now, there are many things. If you read the New Testament, you can see that there are, you know, more than 100 different things that you are going to be in Christ. So, you know, you can take all those things and put them all together there. It takes some time to really understand and appreciate and develop those things within yourself. As you allow the word to become a reality in you and you accept it, you start to believe in and accept it before it's manifested in you, and to start allowing it to work inside you. So that becomes, so there is that transformation that the renewal of the mind brings about, that you are not anymore conformed to the world around you, but you are transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the changing that takes place from the inside out. But you see, when you are a son of somebody, one of the things that is going to be manifested are some similarity in the characteristics that your father and you are going to have. And so those characteristics that God has should be starting to manifest inside our life. So I thought that there are some things that Jesus said we are going to see this morning, to see how they apply to ourselves. You know, in John chapter 14, verse 10, says, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but," or on my own, the authority has been added in the translation, "but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or also believe, or else believe me for the sakes of the works themselves." You see, what Jesus did here is exactly what I was saying before. See, he is speaking in faith of his unity with the Father. And those words that he said are an example to us for the word that we should say concerning ourselves. You see, he is our example. He is the one that shows us the way how to achieve this. And he confessed continuously his unity with the Father. That's why he was crucified. This is the thing that we should do also, as we are children of God. You see, if we are children of God, then we should confess the fact that we are his children. And as his children, we are same family, same spirit, same life. His life is in us. So he was an example to us. Jesus told us to do so. In John chapter 14, just two verses after, and actually just continuing because I was reading 10 and 11, says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, you shall do also, even greater works that this will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything, you in my name, I will do it." So you see, he's telling us, you know, the same thing that he was doing concerning the Father for us to do concerning our relationship with him. As he was connected with him and in unity with the Father, as we are connected with Jesus, in unity with Jesus, we are connected with the Father and in unity with the Father. And he's giving us a command to operate, to speak, to believe, and to accept that truth, so that we start actually acting and operating the way he acted and operated. Traditional religion put Jesus far away as unreachable. God's plan is for us to be transformed like him. And the only way for us to be transformed like him is for us to start believing in even before we can be like him. And so we have to be open to accept learning from him the way he did it for himself. Because he operated exactly as us, as a man. He gave up his divinity as he came on earth. He became as a man, and he operated as a man, and he learned and operated by the power of the Holy Spirit like we have to operate. That doesn't diminish him. That makes it more relevant to us. Because otherwise, there would be nothing to, you know, we can't get anywhere. He showed us the way. And the way, and he is the way, the truth and the life. He's the way we can get there. He's the way. And as we connect with him and we unite ourselves with him, then we become one with him and with the Father. So one of the manifestations there, you know, that he's talking about here is the power working through us, the way it works through Jesus. It worked through Jesus. Because he was connected to the Father. He said, the works that I do is not us that I do and me that I do. It's the Father working through me. As we connect with Jesus, it's not us that we do the work, but it's the Holy Spirit working through the fact that we are connected with him. So it's the power of the Father working in us again. And God accomplishes his purposes. We don't have the power to do things in the Spirit. But he has given us the authority to use his power. All power and authority is given to me. So you go and do what I want to do. If we don't do it, it doesn't get done. He depends on us. So there are other, you know, there are other things that Jesus taught about himself and the God also talked about himself. You know, in 1 John chapter 5, 1 verse 5 says, you know, and this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. You know, this is God. So one of the things he talks about, the fact that he is light and there is no darkness. If we are his children, and we represent Jesus, the characteristics of God, the same thing should be said about us. We should be light, and in us there should be no darkness. We should reject that, and we should spread light. Wherever we go, light should come. I mean, it's not that we have, a battery with us and go around. It's that we, what we say, what we do, reflect the light and the truth of God that dispel the darkness in the world. You know, Jesus said the same thing about himself. In John chapter 8, verse 12 said, then Jesus spoke to them and says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So you see, he himself, he's doing, you see, what I'm telling you is really what Jesus said about us. He is the light, but he has given us the light of life so that we can have the light that he had. You know, even more specifically, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, it says, you are the light of the world. I mean, do you see yourself as the light of the world? We should see ourselves as the light of the world. A world that is in darkness, where we go, we should spread light. I mean, this is Jesus talking to us. Doesn't leave any room. So that means that, you know, anything that's to do with darkness, we should just reject it and not have anything to do with it. Hallelujah. You know, just the following, not the verse after, says, you know, 16, Matthew 4, 16 says, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So, You know, people say, well, you know, we shouldn't do what works. No, we shouldn't do the dead work, but we should do good works. See, the thing is, that says something about, you know, closet Christians. Closet Christians don't show any any light anywhere. We need to show light in the world around us. This is when we start to spread the light of God. You have to take a position. You have to show the works that Jesus did. In all, you know, both in the things we say, the things, the way we act, the way we respond to things, the miracles that follow us. These signs shall follow them that believe. It doesn't say we follow. You know, Christianity just got so messed up. You know, there's been a period of time when everybody was talking about following the signs. That's really wrong theology. We don't follow sign. The sign follow us. You know, that makes a completely different attitude. You know, one is just crazy and following, you know, trying to get excited about nothing most of the time. And the other one instead is to change the world, to bring healing, to bring deliverance, to bring life, to bring everything. See, that's what we are called to do. Not just some preachers, some people, some, you know, big guys that is all messed up anyway. He's talking about believers. The sign shall follow them that believe. He doesn't say, these believers shall follow these signs. Amen? So this is one of the things of the light. We should be the light. We should be the, you know, manifestation of the power of God. We should be manifestation of life. We should bring life. In John 6:47 says, you know, most assuredly I say to you, who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your father ate the manna and so on. So really, and later on says, you know, this bread which comes from down from heaven, that one may, you may eat it, and that he, even if he, he may not die. See, the idea is that life, we should bring, you know, should bring bearers of life. We, wherever we go, life should come. That's the opposite of sickness, isn't it? That's the opposite of death, isn't it? That's the opposite of darkness, isn't it? So this is the thing that we should start to see as we operate. We should bring life to the people we come in contact with. You know, but that's not coming around just because we go around and say, well, I'm light, I'm doing things, you know. Unless you do something, nothing is going to come out. So you see, the things that you do, the thing, you know, your behavior, your attitude, your position, your words, and your actions should reflect these things, should reflect power, should reflect light, should reflect life. People coming close to you have been influenced by your words and your action should be reanimated, made alive again. If they are dead, should be brought to life. See, not just necessarily physically, but also physically, but especially spiritually, you should be influencing them because the life is inside you, eternal life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he died, he shall live. See, that's the stuff that should be automatically results of us being present in a place. And one of the things that God is, one of the characteristics is love. You know, he who does not love does not know God. For God is love. John 4:8. This is the love of God manifested toward that. That God has sent his only begotten Son in the world that he may live through him. See, that's the things that we should spread, the love of God. Automatically, you see, this is part of being a son of God. You cannot be a son of God and bring hate and division and negative feeling toward people. You should bring the love of God. God's love. A new commandment I give to you, John 13:34. You know, that you love one another as I loved you. And that is also that you love one another. And by this, all shall know that you are my disciples, that you love one for another. You see, all this, what we are talking about here, you know, we're talking about, there is not just one thing that means to be sons of God. There are all these different characteristics of God's character that should be reflected in our character, in our characteristics. See, that's what should happen was God, as Jesus went around, ministering life, light, healing, power, you know, deliverance in the world. We should have manifesting the same thing with the same type of results, with the same type of impact on the world around us. This is what God expects for the end time church. And we had to learn to allow that to develop in ourselves by believing to start with. If we think it's too far away, too impossible to do, then we automatically we are not operating the faith that God expects us to have. What we are looking is ourselves, our shortcomings, our flesh, instead of looking at what God has put inside us, in our spirit. He said, you know, that our new creature, you know, all things have passed away. So, you know, all things have become new, and all things are of God. They are not of darkness, they are not of sin, they are not of sickness. They are, you know, if there are things that are of God, sickness is not part of your life, should be anymore. And the more you allow that reality and that belief that this should be you, you know, automatically, that's going to be manifested in you. See, well, the thing I'm excited about is to start to see the people, you know, don't need to be prayed anymore to be receiving. And by the time they come up here, they get healed. That's God doing it, not me. We can't heal anybody. But God expects us to do the work outside so that he can do the work inside. It's not just one person with a special call. The sign shall follow who? Them who believe. That means every believer that is responding and applying their faith to manifest what God has made available to them. Hallelujah. I mean, this is to get excited. I mean, healing is just one of the components. I mean, Jesus, most of Jesus' ministry was about healing and deliverance. I mean, that's what he did all the time. He preached a bit, but you know, he preached a bit, and then he says, you know, and heal them all. So, I mean, that should be part of our ministry. If our ministry is Jesus' ministry, our ministry is a ministry of healing and deliverance. And should be manifested. It should be a reality for each one of us. And if we are not manifesting it, we have to allow God to start. We better start using our faith. We better start believing the Word. We start taking the seed of the Word and put it inside ourselves until it germinates. We water it. We just spend time meditating in it, allowing it to grow, putting it to work, responding it in faith, acting on it. You see, the word has to be acted on. But if you don't believe it, you're never going to act it. And if you don't believe it, it's because you haven't made the decision to believe it. And if you haven't heard it, you cannot certainly believe it. So you have to start hearing it, believing it, accept making that decision, and then taking off and start doing it. Being doer of the word and not just the hearer. Otherwise, you deceive yourself and say, oh, I got it. And you got nothing. Amen. Are you still there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, take all the names of God. You know, Jehovah, Shalom, peace. You should be a man of peace. I mean, you just, Jehovah, Jireh, the Lord that healeth you, you should be a healing person. And you start applying it to yourself. Because this is God's characteristics. A God is inside you. He's not in the world. He's not sometime up there. It's inside you. He came inside you the moment when you accepted Him and you are born again. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm put another one in. God, Jesus is our shepherd. God, the one of the things God, God our provider, Jehovah Jireh, so he's provider. So if he's provider, we should be providers. We should be shepherds. We should be ministering to the sheep. Whatever it is, the world around us needs somebody to minister and provide for them, because sometimes they are confused. And so we are called to manifest that characteristics of God too. See, we have everything. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you don't want anything, that means you have everything. If you have everything, then you have enough to give to others. And this is the things that you start manifesting yourself. Christians that are just thinking about themselves and what they can get. I'm not getting very much here. It's because they are not giving. You have to start giving to be able to receive. It's more blessed to give than to receive. God is calling us to give. Give what? Give everything you got. What do you think? Yourself, your time, your love, your power, your everything, your truth. Are you following me? See, that's the Christian life. That's what God wants to develop. Those are the sons of God. Are not the one going, oh, I'm a son of God, Big deal. Praise the Lord. The Lord is so good. And what He has done for us, it's out of this world, literally. Literally. Hallelujah. And we can be grateful to Him. We can be praising Him. We should start living life abundantly the way Jesus did. And we should spread abundant life around us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, well, I think time is running out. Should we make a confession? Part of the thing is, a part of us, we believe with our heart and confess with our mouth. So we have to start believing these things, and start confessing it. Thank you, Lord. That I can be perfect. I can mature in you and have all things that I need for life and godliness through the promises you gave us, the precious promises that we receive in our hearts and we confess with our mouth. We are the light of the world. We are the love of God manifested and spread on this earth. We have the truth. We have the light. We have the power of God to minister life to others. And thank you, Jesus, to make us available and able to operate the way you did. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, if you need prayer specifically tonight, you can come to the prayer miracle meeting 7 o'clock. Otherwise, we can go to have cookies and all those bad things back there. In Jesus. Amen.